The next project we are going to be delighted by is Pivot Points, creating mixed reality neighborhoods, and that would be presented by students from Art Center College of Design. Welcome, Art Center.
Hi, everyone. I'm Nichi Yin, and this is my colleague, Nan Cai. Both of us are master's students in the Media Design Practices program at Art Center College of Design in California. So today, the project we're presenting is Pivot Points, creating mixed reality neighborhoods. And just to give you guys some conceptual grounding, at Media Design Practices, we engage with design as a mode of critical making and research about technology, people, and social issues. Our work is mostly experimental, exploratory, and sometimes even speculative. So in a similar vein, the project we're presenting today asks questions and explores further potentials about mixed reality. So Pivot Points explores how to make objects social in mixed reality. And what we're referring to from now on as pivot points are these objects that we scan in from real reality to connect multiple realities. Instead of the avatar, we're thinking that objects can be a new means of introducing sociality into VR or MR. Our project centers on a kind of sociality that we hope is more material, subtle, and perhaps even poetic. And in addition, we're also thinking of mixed reality in a slightly different way, which we'll return to later. So the question is, how do you share real reality objects in mixed reality? Currently, the things we use in virtual reality are models we download from asset stores or from sites like Thingiverse or TurboSquid. And so what we're proposing is that we can trace or scan in real-life objects into VR or MR. In this video that you see up here, we're imagining that the technology for photogrammetry or scanning exists on controllers. And this is also partially inspired by the fact that things like HoloLens now already trace in spaces into VR through spatial mapping. So just to clarify, for those of you who might not be familiar with photogrammetry, it's a process by which you take a series of images with a phone or camera, and then software can then generate a 3D model based on these images. And here we just kind of imagined what it would be like if HoloLens also had this technology. This is what a successful scan looks like if you use photogrammetry to generate a 3D model.
So to return to the point of mixed reality, what we are calling mixed reality is twofold. First, there is the mixing of reality between the real reality and the virtual reality. But instead of the virtual reality existing with the RR video overlays, for instance, we're scanning in the RR elements back into the virtual. So this is the in our first iteration of the project, we're scanning a cup and tether the real cup and the virtual cup together. But today, we're proposing the mixed reality as the mixing of different virtual realities. VR is not a homogeneous space. What are the ways that we can encourage these spaces to interact with each other socially? So how can we use the pivot points to connect these virtual spaces? In this demo, we can see Sean, the creator, scanning his cup via photogrammetry into his virtual space. Since he has the original cup, now he can move the cup with him in RR and VR simultaneously. And now we see Christine, the co-user, who has acquired the Sean's scan into her virtual space as well, but she can only move the virtual cup. Now, when there's two spaces that are connected by this pivot point, the virtual cup, phantoms of each other's virtual belongings appear in their view. And this is the mixed reality we're proposing today.
So if we imagine more examples of creators and co-users joining Sean and Christine, you can see that this network of pivot points and people begin to form. A pivot point itself can also essentially be anything ranging from a cup to a pink chair to a green horse or even something that's more collectible like a sculpture. So what are the things that get scanned in and what are the things that don't? In addition, are these pivot points available to the general public or just to a close group of friends? This is what we're calling the neighborhood because this neighborhood is both a spatial mapping but it also represents the community of all the people who share these pivot points. So this little diagram here is an example of the cup that Sean scanned in, including all of the virtual spaces that are sharing it now. So if we imagine that one of these spaces also includes a pink chair as a pivot point, then we can see that when the pink chair joins up, it brings with it all the other virtual spaces that are attached. And when this logic follows, when you attach more and more pivot points, you see this ecology of neighborhoods containing different pivot points and different neighborhoods all appear.
In this simulation, we can see what the neighborhood may look like from a macro scale. The pivot point here are the green horse and the pink chair. When the user of the green horse moves the pivot point, all the spaces follows it. For those of you who have tested our demo, you can see that by moving a pivot point with you, that you can drag the whole neighborhood with you. In that sense, the spatial mapping of the neighborhood is constantly shifting. With a connection of these spaces, it would be possible to visit a neighbor in virtual reality, essentially paying a visit in VR. We saw in the video of Sean and Christine that phantoms of neighbors' spaces and belongings appear in their view. And can these be the indicators of how many people are populating a pivot point at a given time? Can materials also be designed to indicate collective changes of the pivot point or the individual ownership over these pivot points? Will visiting your neighbor allow you to touch, use, or even borrow their other virtual belongings or assets? And this raises the issues of privacy and etiquettes. How do you want your spaces being seen by other neighbors in the virtual reality? And are these spaces by default accessible to everyone else? And what are the customs of visiting? As one way to answer these questions, we came up with the idea of virtual commons. These virtual commons could be created for accessing shared interests and assets. The neighborhood is essentially the spatial mapping of the commons. So the user creators can generate and share these pivot points and creating new models of sociality in VR.
So just to recap, creators scan pivot points in by photogrammetry. And when co-users share these pivot points, they start to connect virtual spaces together via these objects. And once the connection happens, we generate what we're calling the neighborhood. And two future interactions we imagine for the neighborhood are first being able to visit your neighbor, and second, also accessing these shared interests and assets. So what we hope to be able to visualize through this project is that scanning or photogrammetry can be a way to bring real reality into the virtual, creating a different kind of mixed reality. In addition, when the scans or pivot points connect these virtual spaces, a different kind of what we're calling a mixing of realities occurs, so that these virtual neighborhoods are created in addition to the virtual commons that maps onto it, containing shared social objects. And here are some further questions and discoveries that are kind of left over from our process, including the topic of scanning reality. How can we actually incorporate scanning as an important part of the creative process? And also digital materiality. Could it be a way for designers to explore how we can convey collective experiences in mixed and virtual reality? Sharing and sociality is obviously also really central. In addition to asking, what are the challenges of sharing in mixed reality? We're also wondering whether this kind of system could be abused by people. Could they use objects to deliberately exclude or choose certain neighbors? And finally, we want to leave you with the virtual commons, including questions of rights, access, attribution, and ownership. Thank you.
Wonderful. I'm a little biased because this is my liaison team, so no. Great job.
Really beautiful and clean explanation and presentation, and also speculative, and also I think almost ready to go idea. I have a funny question. I know you already thought about it. There was a scene with the Starbucks cup that there was a vibe tracker on it. I mean, ideally, photogrammetry of the object and then giving you this this object to your neighbor, let's say. Are you planning to add some behaviors to those objects that are maybe impossible in real life? Mm. Smell, such as other like maybe sensorial inputs.
Oh, so with one of the things we thought about with like this idea of digital materiality is that mixed and virtual realities, there's so many other affordances to how you can change materials and sizes and including smells and textures, almost immediately. And so whether that can be an indicator for somebody else using the material or some kind of way to construct this kind of social negotiation of how an object is used. Because What we're pitching is not that everyone has a copy of the object, but rather you are sharing a singular object.
So I like the scanning aspect of it. One of the things that I'm thinking about is, you know, when I give something to a friend of mine, it has a little bit of value just because I'm now deprived of it, right? And it's like, you know, that's how much I value my friend that I'm willing to part with this physical thing. I'm thinking beyond coffee cups now. How do you ascribe value to these scans in the same way that, you know, at some level, it costs you nothing to upload a 3D model to Facebook or whatever the future platform is. How do I ascribe value to that thing?
So about that, we have this idea of virtual commons, right? So it's more like if we came up with a setting for example, a computer that you can just borrow to someone else, but everyone else cannot change that. So does that mean that this value is more than something that everyone can change it? For example, the cup, of the texture of the cup. Because like when we see one of the experiments that we have with the cup is that when I'm changing the cup with some like color changes, and she also sees that, and simultaneously she can also change the material to like a grass around the cup. So that makes like the accessibility of the cup more too much to the people, but instead of like something only one person can change it. So that's how we imagine the value of the digital materiality.
Well, in addition, you started your question from the point of scans, and one of the things we brought up is we did show you guys a perfect almost scan from photogrammetry, but the fidelity of the scans are actually quite different. And so if we borrowed from, say, like art, for instance, the quality of the scans could also potentially determine the value of the object or who scanned it, how many people have like managed to share it before, what is the lineage of the object, et cetera. So this kind of like the provenance of the object could also contribute to the value.
I'm trying to process this in terms of what it would really mean. So in a way, what you're doing is you are basically using an object as a portal, mm-hmm. a portal to somebody else's world, along with the objects that are in their world. Mm-hmm. And this is what you're calling the pivot point, as I understand it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so when you hand this off to another individual, you're handing your world to that person. Now, I also got the impression that you're blending that handoff into your world. Doesn't that get sort of confusing? Where you now have in your virtual world a combination and superimposition of their world and your world. Mm-hmm. And if you now add a third one and a fourth one of these objects, doesn't that get sort of complex? Am I understanding what this is? Is that mm-hmm. a correct understanding of yeah. what you're doing?
Yeah. So we're thinking of, you know, spaces and interactions all being essentially tethered to an object. And visually in our videos, we've tried to differentiate your own space from other people's spaces with the wireframes. But you can see in the simulation that potentially if all the spaces coalesce, it creates this kind of mess. And that's also kind of a look and feeling and also, I guess, interaction we're going for, which is that with, you know, this ability to have almost any kind of control over where you place an object, what kind of object you import, the size, the feel, the look, there is potential to use that kind of materiality to introduce a more chaotic sense of space into VR, which, you know, you're supposed to have this kind of master control over.
Also, like, the next step for our project is about how do you enter other people's spaces through this pivot point, mm-hmm. right? Like, do you jump with the pivot point or something that?
Yeah.
Or it becomes a portal.
Right.
You put it up to your face and now you go through it to somebody else's space. But it would be interesting, I think, to look at how these spaces map. Mm-hmm. You know, if this is my room, my space, or my living space, and you're superimposing another person's living space in there, and you're looking at how things are organized, how that, there are another 100 PhD dissertations in that study in that issue.
I think you guys should be happy with that as the close. We're out of time. Okay. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.